Hello, everyone. Welcome to Press TV's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned Russia of grave consequences over its policies in Ukraine. Merkel, in a speech before the German parliament, urged Moscow to engage in diplomacy and to change its course of action to avoid massive economic and political damage. She also threatened that the EU and the West will take stricter measures if the Kremlin refuses to partake in constructive talks. The German Chancellor stressed the importance of Ukraine's integrity and called Russia's involvement in Crimea a violation of international law. But Russia says what it does on the peninsula is in accordance with international law and that Moscow got involved after Crimeans called for its help. Most Crimeans with ethnic Russian background are concerned about their future under the Western-backed opposition rule in Ukraine following the overthrow of former President Viktor Yanukovych in a coup. Crimea will hold a referendum on March 16 on whether the autonomous region should be part of Russia or Ukraine. Let's bring in political commentator Christopher Walker, who joins us from London to see what he thinks about this. Well, Christopher Walker, 3 days and counting, and it's interesting that you have the German Chancellor Angela Merkel now leading these threats against Russia. From the last time I checked, Germany gets a large portion of its gas from Russia, and yet you have Merkel spearheading these latest threats. I would think that the German Chancellor should have taken a more diplomatic approach, wouldn't you think?
Well, yes, it's a very significant move. 33 1/3% is the figure that Germany gets from Russia, and usually Mrs. Merkel has been the most sympathetic European to the Russian cause, as it were. This change really, I think, reflects her absolute sort of aspiration and fury that the Russians just will not listen to anything. She's had hours of private talks with President Putin, asking him to take some sort of action that would defuse this crisis. But he insists that it's not a crisis, that he's perfectly legal and backed by international law. And that remains the fundamental difference between the two sides. So Mrs. Merkel is now closer to President Obama than she usually has been. In fact, as you know, the Germans have been very annoyed with America over spying charges in recent weeks, but now the two are determined. But frankly, what are they going to do? I mean, it's a lot of rhetoric, really, beyond financial sanctions. And how far will she go to actually risk the gas supply? That is another question.
Indeed, and again, as I said in my beginning of my sentence, there is 3 days and counting, and it seems like Russia, and of course Crimea itself, is going to go ahead with this referendum. Let's talk about the legality of the referendum, Christopher Walker. There's two choices on the ballot paper for Crimeans there. One is whether they want to join the Russian Federation. The other is whether they want to pretty much remain autonomous but with broader powers. Of course, there's no nyuk on the ballot paper in reference to the interim prime minister there. So what is wrong with these two options? And of course, ultimately, is it illegal what this referendum really represents?
Well, I mean, it just depends on your point of view, frankly, your political point of view. It's totally illegal from the new Kiev government side, because they say that this is autonomous action away from their jurisdiction, and that Crimea, since 1954, has been part of Ukraine when it was handed over by Khrushchev. The Russians would say, on the other hand, we've elected a parliament here, it wants to have a referendum, it's a perfectly fair and legally conducted or will be referendum, and we have no intention whatsoever in changing. And then, of course, the world will face the fait accompli of the result, and I believe it will be a stomping majority to rejoin Russia.
Very well, we'll wait and see what happens on Sunday. Thank you very much for that. Christopher Walker, political commentator there from London. Pleasure to see you.